Joe, live today, City Winery, David Poyle's retirement luncheon, as the Predators get a huge come-from-behind win last night against the Colorado Avalanche. And I'm not used to this yet, the former general manager of the Nashville Predators joins us now. David Poyle is at our table. And, David, I know you love these things that are all about you, but congratulations and thanks for doing this.
Well, thank you. It's very meaningful to my family. Again, one of the things that I wanted to do when they asked me if you're going to put this on and then there's a little bit of recognition tomorrow night is that I obviously wanted my family to be there because they're the ones that have been behind me this whole way. I mean, you've heard that. I've been to many retirement situations in my life, so now this is mine, and it's so true. I mean, the balance in my life, although I try to make it as balanced as possible, wasn't always there because of hockey taking a priority in way too many situations. So I'm that guy that has missed those events for their kids and different things where I wish I could have been there. So I don't want to say there's making up to do, but there's certainly time to be doing a lot of stuff with my family now, which I want to do, and they've meant everything to me. So today I just want to show them off here whatever we're going to do in this luncheon here, and get them to everybody to see them and what have you. So I'm very proud of my family. And again, it's a cliche, I know, but there's no chance that I have any ability to have any success I had without my wife, Elizabeth, being there for now 52 years.
Wow, congrats.
52 years. That's a personal record.
That's awesome.
So,
all
right. So it's all good. So I guess it's just great to be part of the Predators organization. And again, in a game like last night, I mean, holy mackerel. I mean, it's just one of those situations where oh gosh, we're playing good, but we're going to lose. We're going to lose. And all of a sudden we tie. Okay, we're going to get it to overtime. We won.
So was that GM David Poyle last night, or was that just fan David Poyle that came
out? I was fan. I mean, again, it's interesting where my place is now. Like I've told this story before, but the first game this year, Barry and Brian, the guy said, "Are you going to come and sit with us?" And I said, "No, I'm going to sit with my wife and my grandson and my daughter-in-law." And I noticed some kind of disappointment on their face, and I was I think this is the right thing for me to do, and whatever, you're always welcome. So what I didn't know, so the second home game, I went up there, and they were all waiting for me up there. And what Barry Trotz had done is he had the chair that I always sat in, he had put monogram chair for me. This is David Poyle's chair.
Oh, nice.
And nobody ever gets to sit in it, and I'm always welcome to come up there. So
I
know
cool.
why they were disappointed the first game, but that was so cool. That was such a neat thing for him to do. So after the first period last night, I was with my family. The first period, then I went up there just to see those guys, and there's all these guys up there. And there's a chair. It's just empty. So that's pretty nice.
Now, that's your chair.
What's funny about that first game, so that was Pete was sick, couldn't do the game. Max had to do play-by-play. So I go downstairs in the first intermission to do the player interview, and I'm hustling down the back hallway, and I look and I go, "David, what are you doing? You're in your suit, just like come on, you got to be watching the game." But I could tell that it was still a bit of a transition for you, because how many times had you been a part of opening night, whether it was here or Washington, as the general manager?
Right. Yeah, for sure. There's a transition period, as I say, on ice and off ice. I mean, personal life, I'm around a lot more, and we always joke. Again, I see Paul Scribina wrote today a little article. My wife said, "Married for richer or poorer, but not for lunch." And unfortunately for her, I'm around a lot more for lunch now. So it's just you're trying to find your spot. I mean, the Predators will always be part of me, and obviously I've got a nice relationship with them. And quote unquote, I'm an advisor, and I fully realize that's a depreciating role, but it's all that I wanted, and they were happy with that. So always live here in Nashville, and Predators will be my team. I'm not working anymore, so it's all good. But do I miss it? Of course I miss it. You're watching on TV and you're not at the game or something like that, it's just different. But I'm fine. It's all been fantastic. I mean, no second thoughts at all. I mean, I think I had the right amount of time to prepare for this. If you remember, it was last year at this time that I had approached ownership, and I told them that this is what I was thinking, and we were on the same page. And then I got to hire Barry eventually, and then work with Barry the last 4 months. So I don't know how you could have a better transition to set yourself up for I guess hopefully success in retirement. But I'm all good. I got hockey's been so good to me, so good to my family. The Predators at the top of the list, of course. So I got nothing but good things to say about Nashville and hockey, period.
We had Roman Josi on last week. We asked Roman, you know, when you're day off, do you go watch hockey? He's like, absolutely not. You've had a lot of time off. Do you watch hockey on TV? Do you have that urge, like, pick up the phone? Or are you able to enjoy the game now?
Last year, this time, the answer would have been I'm watching hockey 24/7. So our games, other games, off days in the office, got the TV on. It's just on all the time. Now that I'm stepping away from it, I'm getting a lot better. Like, we actually have friends, so now they want to go out for dinner, like on a non-game night or something,
right.
And we actually go out to dinner. And sometimes that dinner is actually during when a game is on,
yeah. So
you miss part of a game. So, I'm growing up a little bit, and it's much better. I'm ready to do something else. I mean, my wife and I have been traveling a fair bit since July, and I've been down in Florida, where we have a place down in Florida, and we're starting to make some friends down there. I'm starting to golf a bit more, so it's a new chapter, and I want it to be a new chapter for my wife and myself. And I know there's more things to do than just hockey. I mean, hockey's always going to be there, and hockey's, even at the end of the day, whenever that is, it's going to have dominated like 80% of my life anyway.
Right.
But it's time to do some other things.
When you see Dave, you come here, and I remember I was working in news in 1997, mm-hmm. The announcement, you're hired, Barry's hired. Now we got rinks in Bellevue, Antioch, the nice one in Clarksville that's beautiful. A lot of pride for you in that?
Absolutely. And again, that's all part of the vision when you first started a franchise. At least it was for me. And again, I had – you know, again, talk about the resume that I was part of, I was given, I worked at. I mean, I grew up in a hockey family where your dad is the top player in the NHL. My dad's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. My dad, by the way, starts two expansion franchises, you know, right up the alley. I saw all the great things my dad did with Philadelphia and Vancouver, and I also saw some things that I would do differently and did do differently. And I think I came in here with the right amount of experience to help, you know, the business side, the marketing side, and with, you know, Craig Leopold, our first ownership, to guide them along in terms of, you know, what they could look for and what we needed to create here in Nashville. But again, I make sure when I say this, it takes a village, and there's a whole mm-hmm. bunch of people that did a whole bunch of things from especially on the marketing side. Like, I didn't know when I came here, like, Tennessee was a volunteer state. I knew that, but I didn't know what that meant. And then if you look at where the Predators are, I mean, I'm more asking you a question. Aren't we Tennessee? I mean,
absolutely.
We're volunteers. We're in the community. We do our thing on the ice, but yeah. We do as much off the ice. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of our organization for all the things that they've done. So in terms of the vision, yeah, this is exactly what you want to have happen. It was only one thing that was missing. You probably know what that might be.
Yeah.
It starts with C and ends with cup. but you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
This was exactly what you wanted to have happen.
When you took over here, expansion team, were the others in the league telling you, you're crazy, David. Why are you taking over expansion team? You had to have heard that.
Yeah. I knew a lot of guys. Obviously had a lot of experience by then, and they all – that had their stories about expansion, the guys that had done it before and how bad it was going to be, et cetera, et cetera. But as I've said many times, I mean, somebody gave me a chance, and I wanted to give other people a chance, like Barry Trotz is the world, a lot of scouts, and whether this was going to be good or bad, I was going to have my fingerprints all over it, and I felt that was the right challenge for me. I was, at this time, I had another offer to go to a more established team, and I came here, and my dad, he couldn't understand it.
And you've never revealed that team, by the way.
But anyway.
And he still won't.
Anyway, it was just felt like the right thing for me. And again, I can guarantee you I could have been the greatest general manager of all time in this other place. There's not a chance I would be the last of their 25 years. It just doesn't work like this. I mean, this was a special, special opportunity. It was a special time in my life, and it all worked out tremendously for me and my family. And when you think about it, it wasn't like never a smooth road. I mean, we went through like three ownership changes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when there's ownership changes, there's changes at every level, including and especially the general manager. So just the fact that I was able to work with more and different people as we continued to move the franchise up and got through some rocky times somewhat amazing. So it just worked out great. As I said, for this will be like the third time I probably said in this interview, is just I couldn't ask for. I don't want to change anything. I mean, the only thing you change is if we could have just won the cup. I mean, that's the only thing I'd ever want to change.
Longtime Predators general manager David Poile is with us, and it's interesting that thinking about that and the what ifs, and I'm sure you do that throughout your career as long as you were in it. Ryan Johansson comes back last night. Great honor to him. I look at that as in trades you made throughout your tenure here, that was one of those that you take the Predators from one era into the next, because you had said when you made that deal, trading a young player like Seth Jones, that we had always coveted a true number one center. And at the time, that's what Ryan was. Mm-hmm. I contend, whether you agree with this or not, that he doesn't get hurt against Anaheim, we probably have a cup in Nashville. I've always felt that way.
I would like to believe that.
Yeah. I mean,
you look back and there's so many stories, and I guess for us sports guys, we could talk for hours about if this, if that, and trades and whatever. But the Ryan Johansson for Seth Jones, that was a difficult one to make. But we could not get this number one center. It never lined up for us. It wasn't available to us in trades, and it never lined up for us in the draft. I mean, we were good on getting the defenseman, but we could not get this number one center. So I think it was, and I want to agree with you, I think it took us to a different level, and we were still able to be good enough on defense. So, again, I wouldn't change that. I wish I could have kept Seth Jones, because I think he is a top defenseman. Again, it would have made us, like, with our defense, one of the best defenses in the league. But there's so many things that changed over the years. And I'm just thinking as we're talking here, like, we had the Suter and Weber pair, which to me could have gone down in history as maybe the greatest pair that ever played together in the National, because they would have played together for basically 20 years. And you'd never even seen that before. And unfortunately, money got in the way of decisions like that. So there's lots of twists and turns along the way that nothing stays the same very long.
Well, and you and I've talked about this before, that as tough as the Suter thing was, if he stays, do we have Yossi? Is Roman Yossi what Roman Yossi is now?
Exactly. Then you had Roman Yossi, and as you said, you had Seth Jones, and it was all these different variables. But that's where the puzzle is. That's why I had such a great job, because you had these huge decisions to make every day. It was fun. It was challenging. It was great. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to have this job.
I've heard you countless times say in a press conference that it was a tough decision. You just said it here. Like, it was tough. And most of the decisions that you have to make as a general manager are probably tough decisions. Is there one over your career that was easy? Boys, you didn't even have to think twice.
Well, there might have been somebody.
You thought you were done with my tough questions.
No, it might have been somebody that was maybe not fitting into the team, whether it be character-wise or what have you. That it's just time to make that change or what have you. But as I said in a lot of interviews, one of the toughest trades was last year at the trading deadline, and it was a guy that was only here for a short period of time. That was Nino Niederreiter. And the point being is that he was Roman Yossi's best friend. Roman had a lot to do with him deciding to come to Nashville, and and he came here at 2 years or a contract or whatever, so it was not, everything was good, and he was a good player for us, but we didn't play well, and he got victimized by that. So he didn't ask to go to Winnipeg, and I'm not just saying it's Winnipeg, but he didn't deserve that when
right.
signed. And I think that if I'm the manager and I'm continuing to do that, I think that will hurt us in terms of getting free agents to want to come here if we're not somewhat loyal to them. But that's a little bit of different thinking. But everything runs its course a little bit.
Sure.
Matthias,
and I meant that question in a good way.
No. Yeah. And like Matthias Ekholm, I mean, that's a futures move.
Yeah.
Totally futures. Tanner Janot, a total futures move. And I think it's important for the fans to understand this. We don't have anything for those guys, basically. I mean, we got Barry for Ekholm, but we've got Schaefer in the minors, and we got a first round pick in Molendijk that represent those guys. We got nothing for Tanner Janot. We got a third round pick, McKinnon, right now, but we have four more picks for them. So it's going to take time for all that to pan out if it's going to do that. But you don't have Tanner Janot, so you're not as good in that toughness area. You don't have Ekholm, and you're not as good on defense. So those are the deals that really hurt, because I'm not, you know, we use these word rebuilding and stuff like that. I never wanted to use that word, you know, like step backwards, things like that. But that's where we are, you know, right now. We got to figure some more things out. We got to get our younger players to play, you know, a little bit better, to grow up a little bit faster, and we're going to get there pretty quickly. But it's just different.
Yeah,
it is. Thank you for this. It's another great day honoring you. We appreciate what you've done for the city, David. It means a lot.
Thank you for everything you guys have done for us. Appreciate all that to him. Full appreciation.
There we go.
The guy you picked to succeed you, I think he's doing a pretty good job too. So
that Barry Trotz guy.
Yeah, that Barry Trotz guy. I know that has to be special to have Absolutely. To have him back.
What was my best decision? Maybe my first decision was.
See, that was I set you up with an easy decision. Yeah, yeah. That could have been it.
Yeah, that's great. Now Barry's going to do fantastic, and not only is he a good general manager, but as you all know, he's a great person. He's fabulous for our community.
Well, David, enjoy the day with your family, and you deserve every accolade that you're getting and you're going to get. And always appreciative of your time and how you've been towards me personally. So.
Okay, and I'm an advisor now, so if you guys need any help, just give me a call.
What's that number, David?
I got your number. I will give you a call for sure. David, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family as well.
You guys too. Thanks a lot.
David Poyle, former Predators general manager, joining us.